The halacha is, upon seeing a rainbow in the sky, you make a bracha, zocher habris, v'neman bevriso, v'kayam ba'mamoro. That's the way we assume. So, and the rainbow we find at the end of Parashas Noach, it reminds us of Simen Kola, that it's a reminder that we should get our act together and that God shouldn't have to destroy the world again. Again, there's another debate among the Akronim whether God promised he won't destroy the world again, period, or he just said he wouldn't destroy it again through a flood. So whatever it is, it's a Simen Kola. In fact, Chayyadim writes, and we don't find this. You don't find this in the Rishonim, and I think it's an unnamed person. He quotes that one should not tell someone else. Oh wow, you know what? Go out. It's like you know when it's Kiddush Levana times, you go out. There's a Levana. Let's go out and you tell everyone and you bench the Chodesh. You do Kiddush Levana. However, when it comes to rainbow, the Chayyadim writes, don't tell anyone there's a rainbow. Why? Because it's a Simen Kola. Hashit is working with Talachas. If there's bad news, you don't tell people. Like Talacha by Avelis. We tell people, today the meaning is you tell people when someone died, because they're going to find that anyway, but you tell them, and you don't want them hearing from other people, but people are involved. You're involved with the Kfura, you make calls, the eulogy. But in theory, if someone, like the Shaila was, that you have an older brother who can't come and he's very sick and perhaps hearing about the death will weaken him, so you aren't necessarily, there is halacha, you know, depends on the details when you do, when you don't, but there's halacha, you don't want to be the spreader of bad news. So to speak here, it's a Simen Kola, so that's what the Chayyadim writes, that you don't tell someone else about her. What about, but there's a bracha. What about chapping around in a bracha? So Pashas, Birchas Haroa, it's a bracha on if you happen to see one, but you're not mechuyev to go ahead and see a rainbow. So whatever the pshat is, that's what the Chayyadim writes, and that seems to be the minhag, that we don't go ahead and tell people if there's a, even though there's a bracha on a rainbow, nevertheless, that seems to be the minhag. However, there's another bracha we know. If you see mountains, large rivers, a natural event, let's say Niagara Falls, and some 45 minutes from Niagara Falls, so let's discuss that. So you make the bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. There's a separate bracha you make when you see, well, the way they put it in this Siddur, an earthquake, seeing a comet, exceptionally